Here for no reason if you were going to ride.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Imani speaking. Can you provide me with your zip code, please?
35950.
That was 39590.
35950.
Your first and last name?
Lydia Webster.
Thank you. And can you confirm your address for security purposes, please?
212 McAllister Lane, Albertville, Alabama, 35950.
Thank you for that. I do see here you have the Go Beyond, Go Keto. How can I assist you?
Okay, so I didn't order anything from you guys, and you guys have taken $99.94 off my account.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like here, back on September the 5th, you had paid the shipping and handling for a 14-day trial period. If the customer doesn't call in to cancel, they get billed the original price of the product, which is the charge you see, and we auto-ship until they cancel.
Yes, and I did try to cancel the same day after I paid for the shipping and handling. I tried to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. And did you call in and speak with any of the representatives here?
Yes, I called in, and they told me to hold on a minute, and that's as far as it got.
Okay, ma'am. Well, in order to cancel, you would have to verbally speak with someone who can assist on your account here.
I did verbally speak with somebody, and they put me on hold, and then they never came back on the line.
And did you ever get in contact with anyone else to cancel or get a confirmation number that you had canceled?
No, ma'am. I just want my money back. I still got the pills. I paid to ship them back to you guys. Haven't even opened them. I don't want it. I just want my money back on my card. I don't want your service. I don't want anything from you guys. I just want my money back.
Due to the virus right now, we're not able to accept any product back, ma'am. And this charge.
Can you give me your supervisor, please?
Okay, ma'am, I will see here who's available. But we do all have the same protocol when it comes to our trial periods.
Okay, ma'am, and I'm telling you, I spoke to somebody. I don't know who I spoke to. And the phone got canceled. That's not my fault. Because my phone was still on. I said, hello, 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 like 3 or 4 times. Nobody answered me back. Nobody called me back. It's not my fault. I want to speak with your supervisor, please.
Okay, ma'am. Do you know the date that you had called in? We are able to backtrack and listen in on calls here.
No, I don't remember. Whatever day I ordered it, I called the same day.
Okay, ma'am.
I need your supervisor, please.
I understand, ma'am. I'm looking.
The company, somebody above you.
I understand that, ma'am. I'm looking.
Not very good business charging people for something that they don't even want. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Like I could fucking afford $99.94. No, she's not trying to give me my money back. I didn't think they were still going to charge me. I mean, I haven't even touched the pills. I opened the bag. I seen what it was. It's sitting right there in my living room. Still in the bag and everything. I don't want it. Yeah, it's my rent money. I don't even have rent money because of it.
I do apologize for the long hold, ma'am. I am trying to get you transferred, but our system is moving a little slow here. Continue to bear with me. I'm sorry.
Okay. I have $34 left on my account. I just got paid last night. I don't know. I think so. In a room or something. Took it in the room. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to get my IT support to help me out here. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was just making sure you're still there because you didn't say anything.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not trying to be ugly towards you. I'm just very highly upset right now.
I do understand the frustrations. My computer just got loaded back up. I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor now.